podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Damn it, I wasn't recording.
I'm recording now, though, just in case any other funny happens. But now that we're recording, funny won't happen.
No.
That's how it works.
Same here. Noah said some funny shit about sticking five cocks in your ass is like Tetris, and you guys missed it. You should hang around us when we're not recording.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Probably sitting at home, cleaning, eating, and shit. You should be just hanging out, waiting for us to say funny shit. Should we introduce ourselves?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers.
Episode 113.
I got nothing.
And something about my spleen.
How about you know what I mean?
Good.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
He's also the titties in Tancast. I'm Andy, I'm the ass in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the knee in Tancast. I know that's not how you spell it.
How about nipples?
Not like me. I'm the nipples. I'm the hairy nipples on Tim.
All right.
You're the nipples on the crazy boobage.
Ass titties. Big booty bitches. Sorry.
I just had to work crazy boobage in there early. So that could be the title of this week's episode.
Why do you want to be crazy boobage?
So crazy.
Did you not see the back and forth on the Tancast Twitter feed?
I missed it.
He must have.
I had posted that clearly we did not entertain people with last week's episode, or sorry, 2 weeks ago's episode that got a bunch of people because it was named after that...
That song?
Run and Tell That Homeboy?
Yeah. So the one afterwards got not even half that many downloads over the course of the week. And so H2MC says, you should name your episode 113 Crazy Boobage. To which I replied, I like the way you think. In fact, I've already come up with the album art.
Wow.
So for you ladies listening, sorry. I really want more people to listen.
Why don't you put Crazy Boobage on a guy with nice abs? Yeah, that's those titties.
Well, I got
to think of a phrase. I surprised you put our heads like sticking out of a bra.
I started to, but I was like, this is taking too much time. Fucking too late. Because you can see it's like lacy and there's little holes in there. I'm like, I don't have time to make the fucking holes work as well.
Peek-a-boo.
Fuck it.
You could have done Andy right at the cleavage. Of course, that covers up the boobage. But Andy's a...
Exactly. There'll be no covering up the boobage.
I bit my tongue. I was going to say Andy's a boob as well.
Don't bite your tongue.
I bit my tongue. It's too late.
Oh. Well, don't bite your tongue anymore.
I'll try.
Okay.
I once photoshopped a little tiny version of my head sticking out of a vagina.
I remember that.
And that really happened.
Those were good carefree times.
Wait, what?
When he was born. Well,
no, it didn't happen.
I know,
no,
I actually didn't.
He tunneled its way out the side.
Yep. I ate my way out. I was like, om, 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 om.
Like Alien.
Yeah. My mom's chest just started pumping up and down. Everyone was like,
whoa.
Spaghetti? I think something's bad.
It's giving me memories of your mom's chest pumping up and down.
All right.
Memories.
All right.
All right.
Of the way we were.
I don't know how that song goes.
Good enough.
Let's do the tan.
Oh, what?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say let's do the tan laps, but I didn't want to cut off whatever you were saying there.
Nope, it wasn't anything important. Let's do it like it's never been done before.
It rarely is.
Or... remarkably similar to ways it's been done previously.
I'm going to say way it's been done over 100 times before. Call me crazy.
Andy, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Crazy right. Boobage.
Crazy boobage.
Let me open up my folder so that I can look at some tan laughs and then read them. Oh, wait, I remember the one I was going to do. My grandmother told me this last night.
You saw your grandmama?
Yeah, her, my mom, and my wife all came out to see me do a show at a winery in Livermore last night.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer. She goes, I got in trouble for when I was a kid, we all had to tell jokes in like second grade, and I told a dirty joke and got in trouble. And so, what does a dog do on three legs, a man do on two legs, and a woman do sitting down?
Pee?
Shake hands. I was like, that's a dirty joke? She's like, well, back in the 30s it was. I was like, gee.
I was thinking about the clever subtext. Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I was like, that's a joke they would teach second graders how to read by reading nowadays. That's so undirty.
And Poppy, we didn't get it. I didn't get it. I was like, what? Wait, what?
Apparently, some one kid said go to the bathroom, and she was like, no, because she had no idea that was the path they were leading you up. To pull the rug out from under you at the, like, she didn't get it. She just knew the answer was shake hands.
Oh, Grandma, you're funny.
That's for Nami, who is never listening to this.
What? I'm gonna send the link right now.
Good luck. She still has dial-up and a dot matrix printer. She ain't seeing nothing.
It'll take her a while, but she'll download it.
All right, shall I go?
Do it!
Okay, so this tan laugh comes from Todd.
Hi, Todd.
So, coming into a bar and ordering a double, a man leaned over and confided to the bartender, I am so pissed off. Oh yeah? What happened? Asked the bartender politely. See, I met this beautiful woman who invited me back to her home. We stripped off our clothes, jumped into bed, and we were just about to make love when her goddamn husband came in the front door. So I had to jump out of the bedroom window and hang from a ledge by my fingernails. Gee, that's tough, commiserated the bartender. Right, but that's not what really got me aggravated, the customer went on. When her husband came into the room, he said, great, you're naked already. Let me just take a leak, and darned if the lazy son of a bitch didn't piss right out the window onto my head. Yeah, said the bartender and shook his head. No wonder you're in a lousy mood. Yeah, but I haven't told you what really, really got to me. Next, I had to listen to them grunting and groaning, and when they finished, the husband tossed the condom out the window. And where does it land? My damn forehead. Damn, that really is a drag, says the bartender. Oh, I'm not finished. See, what really pissed me off was when the husband had to take a dump. Turns out the toilet's broken, so he stuck his ass out the window and let loose right on my head. The bartender paled. That would sure mess up my day. Yeah, the fellow rattled on. But you know what really, really, really pissed me off? When I looked down and saw that my feet were only 6 inches off the ground. Oh.
That sucks.
So I hope I sold that joke appropriately. It made me laugh, Todd.
There's a couple in here I'm not sure if we told before. Well, I'll
give
go for
a
it.
Spin, see what happens.
I feel like we have, or maybe I just read it before. But anyways, one night, as a couple lay down for bed, the husband gently taps his wife on the shoulder and starts rubbing her arm. The wife turns over and says, I'm sorry, honey. I've got a gynecologist appointment tomorrow, and I want to stay fresh. The husband rejected, turns over, and tries to sleep. A few minutes later, he rolls back over and taps the wife again. This time he whispers in her ear, do you have a dentist appointment tomorrow, too?
We did tell that because you said, and do you have a proctologist appointment?
Okay. I thought we might have. All right, moving along. Did we tell this one?
Probably.
Well, try it. Have you heard about the new super-sensitive condoms?
Yes. We have. I believe we have done that one before.
All right. It got said twice, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, so you weren't sure which of those two we'd done?
Well, no, I just wasn't sure if we had told it. Okay.
Hey, Noah?
Yes?
If the joke ends with my damn feet were only 6 inches off the ground?
Let me check. No. This is from my buddy Bob. Bobberoonie. Anyways. A doctor was having an affair with his nurse. Shortly afterwards, she told him she was pregnant. Not wanting his wife to know, he gave the nurse a sum of money and asked her to go to Italy and have the baby there. But how will I let you know when the baby is born, she asked. He replied, just send me a postcard and write spaghetti on the back. I'll take care of the expenses. Not knowing what else to do, the nurse took the money and flew to Italy. 6 months went by, then one day the doctor's wife called him at the office and explained, "Dear, you received this very strange postcard in the mail today from Europe, and I don't understand what it means." The doctor just said, "Wait until I get home and I'll explain it to you." Later that evening, the doctor came home and read the postcard and fell to the floor with a heart attack. Paramedics rushed him to the ER. The lead medic stayed to comfort the wife. He asked what trauma had precipitated the cardiac arrest. So wife picked up the card and read, "Spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti. Two with sausage and meatballs. Two without." Wow.
That's a lot of spaghetti.
And there we go.
Let me actually read one that someone sent in, because I've been meaning to get to this one. I thought it was very funny, and it's quick. It's also from Todd. Oh, who is that? Oh, that was from Bob. So this one is also from Todd. Regarding premarital sex, Hillary asked her daughter very candidly, "Chelsea, have you had sex with Mark?" Spoken in true fashion, Chelsea said, "Not according to Dad." Because Bill Clinton.
Nice. I've heard that one. I don't know where, though.
You heard it here, right here on 10 Laughs. So what's been going on in the world of 10?
Well, Tim, I fucked your mother. You know, per the use.
Oh, she didn't mention it last night.
She's probably embarrassed.
Fine.
Well, she also looked unfulfilled, so there's
Oh,
that.
I definitely filled her. It was coming out of her ears.
That's disgusting.
I know. That's why
wow.
I said it.
Do you realize how much damage to her internal organs would be done if it came out her ears?
Who are you telling, buddy?
I'm telling you.
I know. I was there.
Noah, put your
fucking
kidney cracker away.
Fucking dirty mother rapist. I really hope Nammy isn't listening to this.
Just don't tell her you used her joke or she might be tempted.
Oh, I ain't telling shit. Anything else?
I had a bit of a frustrating time with work, actually. Something I don't talk a whole lot about. So I'm going to speak very broadly, but...
Well, I did things. It sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't like those things.
I worked really, really, really hard to get something done by a very specific time. When I was done, other people that I was relying on, it turned out they hadn't even started work. But that was okay, because somebody else decided that the whole thing needed to be redone, almost from scratch.
That sounds like a big fat suck.
Yeah, like, I'm done. I'm like, all right, I'm done. You guys can stop pressuring me. And I turned to the other people, and they're like, yeah, we haven't even started yet. Well, my shit's kind of useless without your shit. So, what have you been doing? Well, we weren't going to start until you were done. Why? There was nothing about what I was doing that you had to wait for, as I kept telling you. Like, I'd seriously been telling them for weeks. It's like, all right, you should start now. You should start now, so that you're ready when I'm ready. Because they want us all to be ready at the same time. And I kept getting back, well, we were just going to wait until you were done and then start then. But it turns out it didn't matter. So that was a really great week.
I don't think it was. I think you should kill them. Let God sort them out.
When they told me what they wanted redone, I was like, okay, you realize that basically means throwing away everything I've done and starting over, right? And that it's going to take me as long to redo as it did the first time. I'm like, so you're not going to be up my ass about when it's done, right? Yeah. Okay.
You tell them, Andy. You tell them, motherfuckers.
Well, we got it ironed out. We're all on the same page. Which is, now it's done whenever I'm motherfucking done with it.
Are they going to start
Yeah!
Are they going to start their shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the meantime, they came like, check a look. Take a look. I'm like, yeah, that's great. I didn't tell them that now I wasn't ready to go. I was like, oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Well, just keep on going because we're waiting on you.
Sounds like, yeah, you guys have good communication at your work. Everyone's talking to everyone.
Yep. Yeah. Well, in that case, it was like I spent so much time talking to them and they spent so much time ignoring me that now I'm not going to talk to them because they're actually on the right path and I don't want them to, you know, do stupid shit like make decisions on their own.
I can just see it. Like, Andy, I want to ask you. Andy, come on. I just want to.
Oil can.
Sounds like Andy's been held captive or something.
Or his lockjaw from sucking so much dick.
That's more
All
like
right,
it.
Well.
I make the joke so you don't have to.
Oh, that's convenient.
We'll just drop off. Go, Andy, go.
Oh, my wife and I finished up the Tudors this weekend. Watched the entire final season.
You said the Tudors, and I heard the Tutors. T-O-O-T-E-R-S. Like some sitcom about farting or something.
It's time for the Tudors. Yeah, I guess there would be kind of that farty backbeat underneath the cheery theme.
That's what I was going
song.
For. Farting it up.
You know what's crazy to me?
What's that?
They have a Dog Whisperer on DVD. Like, someone's going to rent that shit or buy it. And like, fuck, I need to rewatch that one episode with that Sharpay. It's the best episode I've ever seen.
Here's what every episode of the Dog Whisperer boils down to. It's a fucking dog treated as such.
This from a man who masturbates about his cats.
You masturbate about your cats, Andy?
I don't believe I ever have.
You don't believe?
He's not willing to.
I can tell you right now. No, I don't need to be like, maybe.
Well, let me do some research and I will get back to you. I will launch an investigation.
Well, this kind of reminds me of a story I saw where a guy was pulled over for some type of traffic violation and he was marinating his cat to eat. That just cracked me up because, like, I just can't imagine, like, the cat's, like, sitting in, like, some broth or something. And, like, hey, why would the cat just sit there? I mean, I didn't read the story, so maybe it said he was tied up or something. But I can't imagine the cat just sitting in the liquid, like, oh, yes. This feels so good.
And the dude was marinating his cat because he was pissed off at it.
Sounds about right.
So, well, he was going to eat it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was
because he was pissed off at it.
He was
not because he was, like, starving or whatever. Well, I mean, obviously he was crazy, but...
Well, that's
crazy like
him.
A fox.
What was that?
I said crazy like a fox. What
yeah,
did you say?
Because if marinade worked that way, there'd just be cows out in the field with these big sacks of stuff strapped onto the side of them.
That would be sweet. How's that one looking? He's looking tasty. The marinade.
No, don't top that
in.
One up with teriyaki. Damn it, read the labels.
That's just funny. Anyways.
Cow is delicious.
Cow is delicious. I'm eating less of it these days.
I went to Burger King last night, and both Danelle and I got a Whopper. But when I said I'll have another Whopper, they said I want a double Whopper. So then I ate twice as much cow. That's all I got.
Isn't that almost the same as another Whopper? I guess you don't get the extra bread and stuff.
Oh no! Sorry, I got a Whopper and then a double Whopper. So one of us had a Whopper, the other had a double Whopper.
Oh, gotcha.
So yes, there was I had twice as much cow. Well, actually, I didn't even finish it. I'm like, fuck it. Put it in the fridge. That's too much cow.
You know what I'm getting sick and tired of? If I go to a fast food joint?
Immigrants?
Yeah, fucking immigrants. No, if I go to a fast food joint and I tell them, yeah, I would like blah, 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 and I kind of like leave it on that up, like, and then there's going to be more. I'm just waiting to see you type it in. And I give it like half a second. I get, does that complete your order? And like they've already hit total on the thing. No. And then they like back out the order and redo the thing. It's like, wait, okay, I said with no onions, and this time you didn't put no onions on there. So listen to the words and stop trying to fucking jump ahead of me.
Maybe you should just finish your shit.
Well, no, it's just like as I want a double quarter pounder with no onions, and does that complete your order? No. That's what the and was there for.
What do you expect from them?
More!
Too much.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Obviously, they weren't top of their class.
Ouch.
Yeah, but I don't think that it really takes a Harvard-educated mind to be
I'm
able
sorry,
to go,
Tim.
This is a person ordering food. They may want more things than one sandwich.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think we should cut fast food people a little slack.
In fact, this might
really?
Be somebody who knows what they want to order and will tell me when they are done ordering.
Yeah, because look, they're getting paid a crappy amount of money. Do you, like, when we got paid crappy money, did we care that much about the fucking people we were helping, Tim?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like we went out of our way to be shitty.
No, I don't think they're going out of their way to be shitty. I just think they're not great at their job.
We were still, I mean, we still did the job that we were supposed to do. It's not like, I mean, yeah, we didn't go above and beyond, but we didn't, not like people were like, yeah, I like a ticket to a movie. There you go. Wait, no, I wasn't.
It's okay. Too slow. I picked for you.
I think if we stay there much longer, we might have become that.
Oh, yes, but then I would have been a bad employee, and I would have known it. I mean, yes, I'm a bad employee, and I embrace it. That is the lot I've chosen for myself. I've decided I'm going to be bad at this, much like I was towards the end at the radio station.
You were a bad employee, Tim?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, well, Tim, in your defense, they sure did shit on you.
It wasn't even the company so much as the listeners that I was done with them.
Which is so odd, because it was really the company shitting on you. Hey, Tim, guess who gets to not have a weekend this week? All right, but you're going to make it up to me, right? Yeah, with no overtime and no comp time. We're just going to owe you some...
Actually, that got better towards the end.
What was that?
That got much better towards the end.
Amazing. Because I remember when you started there,
really
it's like,
amazed,
I got to work all weekend. And they're going to pay you time and a half, right? Because this is your seventh day in a row. No, I'm working all weekend for free.
Yeah, by the time we'd moved out of the tent, like the last 2 years when it was just me and Noah, and then when it was just me and Danelle, I was much less out in the field at all, really. I was hardly ever out in the field.
Which is good.
So that meant no weekends.
Now, we have all the weekend you want.
I still do very much hold what you said about people and free shit close to my heart, though, Tim.
That people just love free shit.
People love
free
shit.
They don't care what it is, as long as it's free.
Yeah.
It could literally be free shit.
Is this shit free? Can I get some from my cousin? She's right over there.
I like free shit. But now I'm definitely more selective because it's like, I look at shit, I'm like, am I really going to use this? Or am I just going to get home and just throw it on the counter and never look at it again?
I have to find somewhere to put it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, most free shit is not shit you'd want or need.
That's why it's free. Because if there was a market for it, they'd sell it to you.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes it's like, oh, take this free shit, remember us. I did get a free 2 gigabyte thumb drive. That is useful.
That is useful.
Oh, that is useful. And probably not that space techie uppy. Bulky is the word I was trying to come up with.
Space techie uppy.
That's a nice couch, but it's really space techie uppy. Oh, I know. It techie uppy all my space.
Tim, I don't think you're gonna become an English professor anytime soon. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, there goes another dream dashed.
I'm sorry, Tim. I don't mean to dash your dreams.
Damn it.
Tancast movie reviews.
I saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
And how was that?
And who won?
It was Scott Pilgrim won. Not
yeah!
Ruining it for you.
Fuck the world.
Spoiler. It was very good. It was probably one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, it was just entertaining. It was funny. It had that, I mean, had a lot of what you saw in the preview, Tim. And I'm sure you've seen the preview, right, Andy?
Yeah.
A lot probably of, you know, of the... What?
It's like Andy had checked out there for a second.
Preview. I'm like, which the preview is he talking about?
The Scott Pilgrim preview.
Yes. Which the Scott Pilgrim preview are you talking about? There have been multiple that I didn't check out. I was a little
just like I gave your mama multiple orgasms.
I don't think it really matters which one you saw.
Okay.
They all had a lot of the POW, you know, special effects,
yes,
comic booky stuff. That specific was
the Batman the TV series.
Yeah. Had a lot of that.
You guys.
Hello, humor.
You guys can't tell, but I'm still dancing about the Andy's mom's and dick comment.
I figured you would be.
I just want to let you know.
Yep.
Hello, Michael Sierra.
Sarah. Sierra is a mountain.
I like him so much, I changed his last name.
That's right.
Because he's a mountain of a man to Noah.
He is. And he runs funny. Macaulay Culkin's brother, he was a good character. He was a good supporting character. Don't remember his name. I mean, besides the Culkin part. Now I want to read the comic book. I'm curious. I mean, I kind of wanted to. I think it's all black and white, though. And I have a thing about, like, I don't know. To me, it's like, if I'm reading a comic book, I want it to be in color. I want it to be flashy.
Racist.
Like, if I just want, you know, crappy pictures and text, I'll just read a book. It doesn't have any pictures. I'll make my own pictures in my head.
Hey, Noah. Way to denigrate literally all of recorded history.
Copy pictures and text?
Yeah.
That's why I don't read history books. They need to spice it up. Get Jim Lee in there.
I'm talking about the recorded history of mankind.
Yeah, I don't read cave drawings either. Need to get Jim Lee to redo that shit.
Hey, every great novel is a stupid book.
Yes. I'll sign off on that. Every great novel is a stupid book.
All right.
Fuck Harry Potter. And Twilight.
I'm just saying, if the drawings aren't going to be very good, I'd rather just read the text and not have the drawings.
And The Great Gatsby. Fuck it.
And Great Expectations.
Fuck it.
War and Peace.
Fuck it! Someone needs to auto-tune that.
What you just said?
War and Peace, fuck it! Whatever it did, fuck it!
You just want to be auto-tuned, don't you, Tim?
Yes. I need to get an auto-tuner. I don't think I'll be as good as those auto-tune the news guys. I think they have some sort of musical background that makes them entertaining.
And they've been doing it a while, so I'm sure they've gained some experience that way, too.
Like, oh, if you press F7, it really helps. I don't know. I was thought that would fill itself in. It didn't.
If you press F7, it does it automatically. That's what we call F7, the T-Pain button.
Also watched The Killing Fields, which was less funny.
Really? I heard that was a laugh riot.
Nope, you would think. Had a lot of fucking random people in it. I've never seen it before. And had... Fuck, I don't remember his name. McCoy from Law & Order. In it, he was like the main character. John Malkovich was a supporting character. And
Malkovich!
Craig T. Nelson was also a character. Yes, I guess technically supporting. Supporting is just anyone who's had more a couple scenes, right? That's not the main character. Is that generally what supporting is, or okay?
It's basically anybody who's not the leads.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they were just and those guys. You know that guy over there.
Man, I think I last saw The Killing Field over a decade ago. Sorry, The Killing Fields.
I think I last saw The Killing Fields in the future.
All right.
It's long.
Thank you.
Stephanie liked it. I don't know. It didn't grab me.
That's 141 minutes, according to Wikipedia.
I thought you'd learn a lot more about the Khmer Rouge, which you don't so much. It's just more about a story about people in that setting. But there you go. It's won a lot of... what I found amazing, though, is I was looking at what other shit that director had directed. He directed the Super Mario Brothers movie. The live action one.
Oh, snap.
Wow. That just cracked me up. It's like, I directed this Killing Field, this Wonder movie, got nominated for Oscars, maybe even won Oscars. Then I went to fucking Super Mario Brothers. He didn't go directly to it. There's some other shit in between.
He was uncredited on Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, listen to IMDb.
Yeah, it's got three different directors listed.
Okay. I just saw him as one of them. And that was funny to me.
That's really...
He directed all the good scene.
All the good scene?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, you know what's even longer than The Killing Fields?
My dick! Boom!
Okay.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Really?
Oh,
you know
dear.
What feels many times longer than The Killing Fields?
Transformers
Revenge of the Fallen.
What now?
Oh my God! Just ponderous plot holes you could drive a truck through. The fucking dialogue. I know it came from a Saturday morning cartoon, or was it a weekday afternoon cartoon? I forget. Whatever. I know it came from a kid's cartoon from the 80s, a cartoon that had exactly as much attachment to logic as the "Hey, where the fuck did that big ass trailer attached to the semi go to?" Mysteriously. Oh, but oh my God. Like, at a certain point, I was just watching it to be able to get done and say that I'd seen it all. But the ending was just this total deus ex machina. They completely missed... Okay, here's some spoilers for anyone else who hasn't seen it. I know it's been out a little while, and I'm kind of late to the party, but...
Wait, Noah hasn't seen it, and he said he wants to.
I'm not really going to be like, "Whew, I'm here for the great story." I'm just, go ahead, spoil away.
So they go searching for the Autobot Matrix of Leadership... to bring Optimus Prime back to life.
What the fuck?
Instead of using the piece of the AllSpark that they used to bring a totally different Transformer back to life. A Transformer they didn't know about and didn't care about. And in fact, they wake that Transformer up to find out about the Matrix of Leadership. It's like, huh, that thing you had right there. You could have just walked up to Prime and gone, dink, and he would have come back just like the Engine from Megatron at the beginning of the fucking movie. Also, if you send 5 Transformers down to get Megatron off the bottom of the ocean, and you rip one of those Transformers to shreds for spare parts to put onto Megatron to bring him back up, you're not going to see 6 Transformers coming back up off the ocean. Simple math says 5 minus 1 plus 1 equals 5.
Allegedly.
Didn't you see the first one, Andy?
I did.
So what really were you expecting?
It was free.
I would be like, you know what, this is probably going to be shitty. I'm going to go with that.
It was free. My wife was taking a nap. There wasn't a lot of other shit on the TiVo. That was like, you know, she wouldn't get pissed off at me for watching without her.
I'm going to see it.
Okay.
He hasn't warned you off?
Heat up a sharp stick before you do, because you're going to want that for your eyes.
No, it won't be that bad. As Tim has said before, I'm pretty forgiving of movies.
The movie starts off, and now granted, like, they have the Decepticons be a little bit dickish, like running people off the road and whatever, while the Autobots are chasing them. But the movie basically starts off with this, like, heroic voiceover talking about how they're hunting down the Decepticons, and basically showing the Decepticons just hiding in plain sight, not bothering anybody, just, you know, kind of hanging out. And, like, the Autobots showing up with, like, this armed response team, blowing the shit out of them, ripping them apart, like, you know, just fucking murdering these Decepticons. I was like, I kind of feel bad for the Decepticons. It seems like they're the ones who aren't fucking with anybody. Just me?
Don't feel bad for the Decepticons, Andy.
Nope, they're evil.
Oh, and
they want to build a mosque right near Ground Zero, so
the
fuck
big,
that.
The further spoiler alert, but the big badass guy, the Fallen, shows up for one battle. Apparently has powers that we've never seen in any other Transformer before, like the ability to make shit levitate and to teleport himself. But I guess can't be bothered to use that until he's sure that everybody with the last name Prime is dead. So apparently he waits in the middle of Cybertron like a great big giant pussy. Waits for all of his enemies to die of their own accord, then's like, ha ha, fear me for I am all powerful, look at me levitate these rocks.
I don't think you were impressed with this movie, Andy.
No.
Out there.
Oh, and the twins, Mudflap and Uncle Tom.
His name was Uncle Tom.
Wow! Like one of them even had Autobot grills. Not like on the front of a car, like the teeth. I really hope they had black actors at least doing the voices, because if not, that's just a little extra racist.
Why is it more racist to have a black person being a stereotype or a white person doing it?
I'm going to say it's more racist to have... Wow, actually, I don't know. Because if a white guy does it, it could be just like, oh, well, you know, he was misguided and he didn't know any better or whatever. And if a black guy does it, it's actually like he does know better and he's still hurting other people of the same ethnicity.
Now, this is... this is something that I've talked to people before about. Do you think we should do away with stereotypes altogether? Like in movies, a lot of times is used to, you know, convey comedy. Like, this is funny because we know this is not how they, you know, these people really act, but we're going to make fun of it anyways.
Well, there's that ironic use. There's also the points where you will do things that sort of subvert the stereotype. And there's some instances where things are stereotypically one way or stereotypically seen as something or stereotypically seen as something else because they're often something or something else. You know, if you see, like, a kid dressed like, you know, a gangbanger, you can't... It's bad that you're prejudging that specific kid, but you can say if you had 100 kids in front of you that were dressed like gangbangers, wearing colors and whatever... that most of those kids are either wannabes or gangbangers. So there's certain generalizations that are, you know, useful for making a quick decision about, hey, should I approach the nice young kid in the Bloods color and ask him for directions?
Wearing my blue coat?
Yeah.
I always do.
You don't do shit, motherfucker.
I'm like, what's up, bitch? That's what I say.
One of the guys doing the voices of the two horrible Autobots twins is a black guy. The other guy is whiter than me.
Oh, so, God.
So they've got it either way. Whichever one's worse, they've got it.
They covered their bases.
Make sure they covered both bases.
One thing that was good, they did actually give Starscream some lines in this one, and he was quite the little bitch.
Oh, like he was. Now, he was the same voice that did Cobra Commander, right?
In the cartoons, yes. I don't think in the movie.
Yeah, in the cartoons, that's what I meant.
It'd been funny if they hired the guy who was Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe movie to do the voice of Starscream. It wouldn't matter, because I didn't see either of those two movies, but...
I saw G.I. Joe.
I'm sorry.
It was okay. Not really okay.
Wow.
It wasn't that good.
I remember Andy didn't like it.
There was a much better movie hiding inside that one. Like, hey, we've got these accelerator suits. Basically, you're just going to wear them so that you could run through the streets of Paris when, you know, you could have just driven and not used the really expensive suits and not, you know, just bashed into things for no good reason. Oh, but when all the Cobra show up at the G.I. Joe base and are fucking slaughtering Joes, no, nobody think to put on the numerous suits that you have in storage mere feet away from you.
Spoiler.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he must have owed somebody a favor.
He was creepy.
Yes, he was. But it's just like, really? This is what you've done so much better. Hopefully now he'll go only but up after Inception.
He was like the best thing in that friggin' movie. Not Inception. I still haven't seen that one. Oh, by the way, and speaking of spoiler alerts, everybody, stop fucking trying to ruin Inception for me.
Maybe you should just fucking see it. It's been out forever.
Douchebag.
Yeah, I really should. I haven't gotten around to it yet. We don't see
get around to it or stop complaining.
With the kid and everything, we don't see a lot of movies. But it was like the week Inception was out. Like fucking things on Dig were trying to give it away. It's like, hey, here, clever comic that makes reference to the spoilers at the end of Inception. Fucking Tosh, like news. Fucking everybody keeps like relaying things back to Inception and like. But not like, hey, it's kind of like Inception. People are getting inside of other people's heads. It's like, no, it's kind of like Inception, the big spoiler at the end.
I wouldn't say there is a really big spoiler at the end.
Yeah, I would agree with Tim. I think I told you that already. Well, there you go.
Because I've seen the end, and I'm not sure what happened. So, who's Lincoln?
Nobody's Lincoln.
He said something. There is no definitive answer, Andy.
Okay.
There's speculation.
Are you talking about Leonardo DiCaprio sleepwalking his way through the movie? Like, I'm phoning it in.
I thought that was Keanu Reeves in Street Kings.
You didn't think he did a good job, Tim?
No, I was being stupid.
Oh, okay.
Because he said the actors were asleep the whole time. I was like, that sounds like the actors in the movie were asleep the whole time. Yep. That Chris Nolan is great. He put them all to sleep and then got fantastic performances out of them.
He's amazing. He did all with puppetry. It was like being John Malkovich.
He got the Disney people to put animatronics up their butt. Although,
you know,
Andy,
what,
when
Tim,
you type that, you missed the link right above it. You should click on that because it's awesome.
Oh, and it's about you.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
And did you guys see that link right above that?
I did.
I wasn't sure if that was just not something you wanted to talk about on here.
Yeah. I don't remember the guy. It was just random. I got him. It was random because I got a message about it on Facebook for someone I went to high school with. And they said the name. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck that person is. And then it was on Dig. I was like, Jesus Christ. But apparently he did it in a big way. So he didn't just like sit at home.
Well, you know what they say, go big or go home. And I guess he didn't want to go home.
So he went.
So somebody Noah went to high school with committed suicide at a concert?
Yeah, a concert. Like, landed right next to the people playing.
Jumped 20 feet to his death onto the stage.
Yeah.
That's.
Maybe he just misinterpreted stage dive.
Yeah.
He's like,
maybe
he wanted to go big.
Die. Dive. There's a V in there.
Oh.
Too soon?
Oh. Is there egg on my face?
No,
oh,
but there's a lot of blood.
Of my face on my face?
That's the back of my head on my face.
Oh.
Oh.
Not cool.
Oh, Tank by the way,
cast.
Tim.
Yeah. Callous as fuck.
Keep it classy.
Doom to Hell. That thing about sticking animatronics up the actors' asses, I think I just heard George Lucas come.
Lovely.
You're welcome. Sorry, I had that joke just sitting in there. I needed to get it out.
Cocked and ready to go.
All right.
Words.
Boom! Oh.
Speaking of death, just to be a bit of a downer here, Tim and I both suffered the father losses and kind of haven't talked about it on Tancast because I think it's probably a little raw for both of us. But I did want to publicly remember our music director from high school, who was a really great guy and just passed away this week. Tim IM'd me on Friday and told me.
Yeah, I got a message on Facebook because I'm a member of like a remembering chamber something or other. Mm-hmm. And so I got a message earlier in the week from them, and I was like, it's probably some meetup. I'm not going to go. So I'm not going to. So I didn't bother to read the message. And then I got like another message from them. I'm like, man, they're really stacking them up. And then it turns out the first message was that he was in the hospital, and the second message was that he passed away. I was like, oh, shit.
You callous motherfucker.
I wouldn't say I was callous.
Callous.
I mean, contrary to things I've said earlier in this podcast, but in this instance, I don't think I was being callous.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Yo.
Do you remember, was this the year that you were in that choir, or was this the year before, when I'd gotten really pissed off at a guy and grabbed him by the neck after a concert?
Must have been the year before.
I'd shoved him a little. He shoved me back really, really hard. He was a little smaller than I was, and I was right. So when he came back at me to take a swing at me, I grabbed him by the throat and started to pick him up by it, and then continued to make my point while holding him by the throat so he couldn't take any more swings at me. He just asked to friend me on Facebook. I was like, oh, you apparently don't remember me trying to choke you.
Oh, maybe. All is forgiven.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, you can bleep this out.
Oh, then that must have been the year I was in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because he was younger than us. I actually went back to the choir room and told Gary, said, hey, just wanted to let you know I tried to strangle one of your baritones. And he went, that's okay. No, Gary, I'm serious. I grabbed him by the throat. And he goes, I know which one it must be. That's okay. Gary had seen him fucking around during the concert, too.
Nice.
And it was, like, I'd walked up and told, I didn't just start off shoving it, but I walked up and told him, I'm like, hey, asshole, you do not fuck around during concerts. I know you thought you were all cool and shit up there. And he turned around, he's like, well, whatever, like, puts his hand up in my face, and I knocked the hand away and shoved him. It's like, listen, bitch. And that's when he shoved me, and that's when I grabbed him. And while I held him by the throat, I continued to tell him, you do not fuck around when you're on stage. It makes the rest of us look bad. It makes Gary look bad. We don't go up there to make Gary look bad. Gary works way too fucking hard for that. And then I let him go, and he gasped for air. And I think the one girl that the dude that we were talking about before, who he thought he was gay, then he fucked her and knew he was gay, I think she was right there and, like, completely aghast at that.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
It was like...
She is. They're both friends of mine on Facebook now.
Funny.
Good thing I don't post Tancast links in my main feed anymore.
Ah, high school. It all seemed so important at the time. Well, actually, I'll still stand by that. Because, Gary put a lot of himself into that shit. And he had a lot of time for all of us. And being that disrespectful to him was probably worth being picked up by your throat a little. Just a little. Just for a tiny little bit.
Speaking of important, we have glossed over this picture of the dude barbecuing wearing Crocs.
No, we were just going to go ahead and continue right past that.
No, we're not. Because it was added on the Facebook Tancast. Tancast and Facebook intersected and made this glorious croc baby. And who posted? Brian, I think, posted it. And so it's a dude barbecuing wearing Crocs, and like he pulls off the lid and there's this mushroom cloud in coming off the barbecue thing. The sub caption says, "Even an epic barbecue smoke mushroom cloud can't hide your hideousness." Comedy.
They're talking about you, Andy.
I know.
Because you wear Crocs.
I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure you didn't forget.
I won't.
No, you won't.
Because we won't let you.
Never!
I think if you die before us, you may not. Andy, I'm going to put some Crocs by your gravestone.
I'm going to make sure it's an open casket and there's Crocs on your feet. Trust me, it's how I would have wanted it.
Really?
He would have wanted
it. Dad said in his will explicitly, do not let Tim or Noah near me with Crocs. Well, that was a joke. He had it notarized. It was a joke.
I love Crocs. Don't you remember?
Too bad Andy doesn't find this funny, because it's hilarious.
You know what we should do? If we ever hang out with Andy again, we should get him really drunk and have him get a Crocs tattoo.
Hey, Noah, I've been really drunk. I've been really, really drunk. I've never been that really drunk.
We'll figure something out. It'll be like our I Heart Mom, except be like I Heart Crocs. Or we could get Crocs permanently tattooed on your feet.
Has anyone ever done that? Because that would be hilarious.
Crocs or just like getting like shoes tattooed on your feet?
Crocs specifically.
I doubt Crocs. I think I've seen someone with like laces tattooed across like the top of their foot.
Stupid image search just brings up pictures of actual crocodile tattoos.
Are they cool looking?
No. One's kind of cool looking. One is a picture of a crocodile. This isn't a tattoo. It's a crocodile with a human hand in its mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, yeah. I think they reattached the hand, though.
But it has nothing to do with a tattoo.
I know.
But it's labeled as crocodile tattoo.
They might have. Someone might have wanted to see their image be seen, so they just put, like, search terms, not even really related, into the thing.
Oh, is it like calling your episode Crazy Boobage just in the hopes that someone will download it?
Kind of.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
I think sometimes people even insert, like, a random bunch of, like, search terms. Like, anytime someone searches for a crocodile and this, I want them to find, you know, this website.
Speaking of which, one of the blogs I wrote a long time ago was about Carrie Prejean. Sure. But when she stormed off Larry King because saying that he had asked her an inappropriate question, so I wrote a blog about 5 inappropriate questions he could have asked her. And for some reason, that is getting a lot of hits from people searching for Prejean and topless.
Was one of your questions topless?
Probably.
Oh, you don't remember what the questions were?
No. I'll link it right here. People can go look and find it if they want. Done. It's linked.
And we got any exciting plans for this weekend?
Not the weekend, but all next week I'm going to be in Oregon, Nevada, and Oregon.
Jesus Christ, Tim!
All next week. I should say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's a lot of
traveling. Tim, you're super busy.
I know. You baller, yo. You jet setter.
I'm doing a comedy run, and you would think they would have scheduled it Oregon, Nevada, but no, that's not the way they did it. Oregon, Nevada, Oregon.
Are they fine you?
No.
So you got to drive to Oregon, to Nevada, to Oregon?
Yep.
Fuck, how are you going to make it?
What do you mean?
Well, you said, what were the days again?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So you're going to drive from Oregon to Vegas after your show?
No. It's not in Vegas. It's in Nevada. It's in northern Nevada, closer to Oregon.
Okay. You know,
yeah, that would suck. Woo! Pretty much get off stage. Good night. I don't even have a stick shift. Why am I doing this?
That's just a noise you like to make.
Yep. Tim, you're still on stage making that noise. Red line. No, too soon.
Okay.
Well, so if this comes out in time, come see me at the places where I'll be. I don't remember.
Where in Oregon are you going to be?
That's a good question. Hang on. I'm looking it up. Of course, the internet decides to slow to a crawl right now when I go to look it up. My uploads? Show flyers? Okay. So, I'll be at the Mills Casino in North Bend, Oregon on Wednesday. Then I'll be at the Winners Hotel and Casino in Winnemucca, Nevada on Thursday. And then Legends Nightclub in Klamath Falls, Oregon on Friday. Booyah.
North Bend, Oregon.
Then I'll be featuring at Rooster Teeth Feathers Labor Day weekend with my boy Dave Burley. It's my first time featuring at Rooster Teeth Feathers, so you'll want to come out for that.
Mm-hmm.
That still seems like it's going to be a long drive for you, if it's the North Bend.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
But unlike the show I did a little while ago, I will make more than gas.
Yay! Happy days are here again! That's all.
How about you guys? Any plans for the rest of the weekend or week?
Nope. Today we're working around the house, per the usual. Go for a bikey ride. Make some napkins. Make it some napkins. We don't have any. We stopped using paper napkins, so we need to actually get some cloth napkins. And we stopped getting paper towels too. Paper towels. Yeah, those are the only type of paper towels are.
So how are you gonna make napkins?
Just get some fabric, sew it up.
Ah, okay. You're not gonna. All right. Thought you were gonna weave some shit.
No. I mean,
knit
I think.
Knit one, cross two.
Oh, that's a 10-hour drive, my friend.
To get to the first one?
Yeah, from North Bend to Winnemucca.
No shit. 10 hours?
If it's as north and I'm looking at Oregon, that's what it says on the Google Maps. Did you not map this stuff out?
I did. I remember it being 10 hours.
Okay. Maybe I got the wrong North Bend. Maybe there's a different North Bend.
I'm pretty sure there's only one North Bend, Oregon.
Okay. Anyways, I'm sure people are riveted by your driving times.
They are.
How long will it take him, though? That's what I want to know. Yeah, that's nothing. Maybe do some weeding in the yard. My wife wants me to mow. I don't really want to mow.
I was supposed to go do some weeding. Well, supposed to. I'd set for myself the rule that I needed to go.
That is 10 hours.
Do
Fuck
some
me.
Weeding yesterday. And woke up with a killer headache. It's like, oh, there's my hay fever. Lovely.
Your hay fever gives you headaches?
Oh, yeah. Horrible sinus headaches.
I just sneeze and get a runny nose. Hoot you.
Glad you spelled that out for us.
No problem. And I'll probably watch Jennifer's body on my screen.
Lovely. She's got a hot
the
body.
Movie too.
Oh shit, Tim, you're fucking good. Oh, I think I just jizzed in my pants. That joke was so good.
Then I jizzed in my pants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, buddy.
At least it's only 6 hours to go from Winnemucca to Klamath Falls.
That's good. So
what a bargain.
Does that mean you gotta leave that night from Oregon?
No, I just gotta leave at least, you know. So if my show's, I think it's 7 that night. This is the music while I go and find out what time the show is. 7:30. So I should probably leave around 8 in the morning.
Oh, have fun with that, sir. Man, I thought I was crazy for driving, you know, like 3.5 hours or whatever. I was going to do it in one day, there and back to Tennessee to go see my brother. And then turned out that they were going to be able to meet us for breakfast the next morning, so we stayed. But, yeah, wow. I at least had my family with me. Well, then again, you won't have a screaming baby with you, so, you know.
Actually,
there is that.
I mean, I actually prefer driving alone. Like, because then I can listen to whatever I want, like podcasts, audiobooks.
Well, there is that. My wife does have a tendency to change the channel. I was like, fuck. I don't want to listen to poppy shit. I want to listen to, like, alternative and rock and classic rock and rock rock.
Rock rock. Rock rock.
It will take me less time to get to, North Falls from the Bay Area than it will take to get from North Falls to Winnemucca.
North Bend.
North Bend, North Falls, fuck it.
So make sure you're going to the right place.
Fuck Falls.
Hey, is there a comedy show around here somewhere?
What do you mean there's no casino here?
Have either of you ever been to Portland?
Yeah. I was there. Remember, I did a tan cast from there.
Okay. How'd you like it?
It was all right.
I mean, I don't know if we talked about that. A lot of young folks are moving there.
Are you thinking about moving there?
No, I'm just curious how it is.
Because you're not young anymore, so let it go.
I passed through, but that's about it.
It seemed all right.
Would it be like someplace you want to live?
Not really. I like California. I like the Bay Area, in fact.
I do, too. I'm just wondering what's so appealing.
It'd be L.A., and if my wife were interested, we'd be back there.
So you like L.A. better than the Bay Area? Like, do you like L.A. just because, you know, that's where the Hollywood action is, or do you actually like L.A.?
I actually like L.A.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But I'm alone in that.
Well, you're not alone. You just didn't happen to marry the person that does like L.A. There's a lot of people living down there that like it. Some people that don't.
No, there's a lot of people living down there that hate it. They will not miss a beat to tell you about it. Fuck L.A. Why are you here then? Go away and the rest of us will like it more.
Well, I gotta be here because, you know, I want to make it. Well, you're not going to make it and you hate it. So go.
Look, I've seen you do whatever it is you do. Singing, dancing, I can't tell what you're
romancing.
Doing. You are god-awful.
Pamela Pestle Perfect, go back to the Bay Area. I'm calling you out. but she doesn't go by that name anymore, right, Tim?
No, she doesn't.
You sent me that picture, I'm like, who's this random lady you're sending me? You're like, that's Pamela Pestle Perfect. I'm like, what?
And you were like, no!
Kill it. Kill it.
I'll never forget that. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, she was when I first started doing comedy, Noah would come to me. Come with me.
Hey, Tim, I'm coming to you. What's up, baby?
Coming to you live. No, he would come with me to this show that used to happen in Palo Alto, a place called the Rosen Crown, and we would go pretty much every Monday. And there was this one gal who sucked. And
she played a ukulele.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, she had a ukulele that had tape on it, which Noah theorized was from somebody breaking it, and she had to put it back together.
I forgot about that.
Delicious.
And occasionally, she would be so bad that I would be laughing at how bad she was, and then Noah would make it worse, be like, stop it! You're encouraging her by laughing! Like, he would be whispering angrily in my ear, stop laughing! Stop it! And that would just make me laugh harder.
Because she would think, like, oh, but they enjoy my shit. I'm going to keep going.
She's like, finally, my material's hitting.
Oh, man.
Oh, I just remember how angry Noah got, and that just made it funnier. Good times.
Good times.
The best of the best.
I kind of want to watch the Street Fighter movie again. Like, the live-action one.
Oh, that with Raul all Julia? You,
what was that?
With Raul Julia and yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah. They were talking about it, and it's been so long since I've seen it, I don't remember these parts. I'm just like, fuck, I kind of want to see it again.
Who was talking about it?
This podcast I listen to. They do, like,
okay.
They watch. What?
You should send me, actually, just put a link in there. What is the name of the podcast, or something? What's the name of that podcast?
I've told you about it, but I'll send a link. It's called Film Sec.
I'm about to spend over 20 hours in the car, so I need some new podcasts.
Oh.
Either that or I could listen to the prepisode like 10 times, but I don't think I can handle that. I've already heard enough of the prepisode.
I mean, I don't know, do you remember why I played it for you?
I do remember it, and I remember like, I can give this a try.
Alright, well, so there you go.
Boom, linked.
So yeah, they were talking about it, and they had a bunch of characters in there from like the newer games. I'm like, fuck, I do not remember like DJ being in there, but apparently he was. So, now I kind of want to watch it again.
Do you?
I do!
Okay!
And they got like 40-something episodes for you to listen to, so 41? That's a lot of hours, my friend.
That's a good thing about waiting, you know, for a while before you joining in on a podcast. You're like, oh, well, now I can just binge on it.
I haven't listened to them yet, but they also did a couple actual commentary tracks for some movies. Like, I think they did one for Speed, and they did one for Sudden Death, that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie on the hockey rink.
Jesus. So, is that the one that was supposedly in real time?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Me either. I just remember I thought it was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where everything that happens in real time, supposedly.
Hmm. Andy, you got anything? Excellent.
There you have it.
A resounding,
half-remembered bullshit
we don't know.
From Tancast.
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck you.
Andy, you can't recommend any podcast, can you? Because you don't listen to any.
No, I should really start, though, because I got plenty of time.
Sarcasm?
No. No, like oftentimes when I'm, you know, working or whatever, I'll just put the headphones on and focus on whatever I'm doing. But then again, like,
comma?
I've got a tendency, like, if I'm listening to a podcast, to like, really listen to it and pay attention to it, as opposed to, like, just letting it sort of be background, kind of filter in. And when I'm working and, like, really, really concentrating on something, I find myself either having no idea what the hell just went on in the podcast, or else, like, having a great idea what went on in the podcast and getting absolutely nothing done.
I've had that. I do, during the day now, I do data entry for this company, and I've noticed that, like, I will be listening to podcasts, and then I'll get done, you know, while I'm working, and I'll be like, I have no idea what I just heard. Like, I know it was on, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and as long as it's something like that, you know, like music, I'm good with that.
So if any listeners have suggestions for podcasts that I might want to take with me on the long journey northward, and then eastward, and then northwestward,
and then southward.
And then southward. That's a lot of journeying. I'm quite a journeyman.
You're a jizzman.
Okay. Yeah, now would be a great time for Netcot to finally release a new episode. Come on, Matt Van, make it happen. I know you're not listening to this.
Van doesn't listen to Tancast.
Well, I don't listen to Netcot, because there isn't anymore.
Yeah.
Take that, Van. You broke my heart.
I learned it from watching you. classic.
Have you heard the new Jay and Silent Bob Get Old podcast?
No.
What?
What? Noah doesn't even know?
No.
Yeah, now Smodcast does a releases a podcast every day of the week, or during the week. You know, so Mondays is Smodcast. Tuesdays is, I think it's called Blowhard, which with just Malcolm, not Malcolm and his mom anymore. Wednesdays is something I don't remember. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Tuesdays is called Highlands, A Peephole's History, and it's Walt and Kevin and
How many of those
Brian,
have they done?
A couple.
Oh, okay.
But now they're their own podcast, and they get released on Tuesdays. Then Wednesdays is the Malcolm one. Thursdays is Jay Muse and Kevin Smith, and it's called Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. And the first episode, which just aired last Tuesday, was mostly, it was a lot of stuff you've already heard if you listened to commentaries or read his blog, but it was sort of the story of Jay Muse and being on drugs. It was interesting to hear it as a back and forth as opposed to just Kevin talking. And then Fridays are Tell Him Steve Dave, which is rocketing up to my one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to nowadays.
How is the Peephole History?
Fuck if I know. Don't care. I heard the couple episodes of Smodcast that were a Peephole's History. I'm like, I could not be less interested in this. They took everything I liked about Smodcast and Tell Them Steve Dave and then siphoned out the humor.
Well, that just sounds wonderful.
I mean, maybe it's getting better. I'm only judging it by that one. But I was like, I don't care what you did and fucking how you grew up. Fuck you.
So nice, Tim. So nice.
Play one true three.
You like that, Tim?
I enjoy all the comedy around it. The game itself is meh, but the comedy around it is usually, like when Ming, so for Andy, who doesn't know, it's maybe self-explanatory. They play a game where somebody says three things, two of them are lies and one of them are true, and everybody's got to guess.
Okay.
Okay, Tim, I understand what you're saying. Thanks, Andy.
Well, I didn't think that required act. I'm sorry. My active listening skills are clearly subpar.
Yes, clearly. So they had Ming, who's, I guess he's the website guy? I'm not really sure.
Yes.
I thought Ken Plume was the website guy.
Ming has been credited at the end of several of the movies as the web guru or some shit like that.
Then what is Ken Plume doing?
I don't know.
All right. Well, fuck him. Fuck them both. Anyway, so he was up, and then he says something that's really ridiculous for his first one. And then he says his second one is apparently something he'd told the guys many times. So, like, every single one of them knew that fact about him. So they're like, well, that was easy. And so anyway, they just blasted his nuts forever.
Blasted him.
When they bring up 1, 2, 3, they blast his nuts. What, Noah?
I said blasted them. Bang, bang.
And apparently he did something to piss them off when they were on the road. And so they created this elaborate contest where people were, it was called the Not So Super Bowl contest, where people were supposed to take pictures of toilet bowls that had been destroyed by shit, and then they were supposed to send them in, and then Ming was supposed to judge them all, and then Brian and Walt were going to take pictures on their own when they were doing like this cross country thing, and then they were supposed to compare them together, and whoever had the best one won this trophy and like a gift certificate or something like that. And then it turned out the entire, like, it went on, like, they started in May and they just revealed this like 2 weeks ago, like they just ended the contest, that the entire thing was just to get back at Ming and make him look at bowls of shit.
And Tim loved that.
I did. I was like, that is fucking hilarious. May till, like, August, dude. That's amazing.
I was less impressed.
Yes, he was. I was like, fuck it, that was funny. And I was like, meh. I don't know why he made all those noises, but whatever. It's Noah's life. I'm not here to judge.
Well, Highline's history has got, like, it's very highly rated on the iTunes.
They're all highly rated.
I'm interested now.
All right, well, you can give me a full report. Of course, I don't know if I'll believe you, because they could do some funny pranks, and I'd never hear how funny it was.
Nope. I was just like, it wasn't funny.
Did you ever listen to the Malcolm and his mom one?
No. Did you like it?
No, I never listened to it.
Malcolm's kind of funny, but I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't have any desire to hear him on his own.
No, not really. So,
And his mom, like, the fact that his mom was on board didn't help. I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want to hear you talk to your mom. Although, I would say one of the highest rated episodes of Tancast is the one where Andy's mom was on.
That's funny.
We may need to get her back for sweeps week.
Fucking, there's 8 of these episodes, and they're fucking long. Oh, fuck, I'm so behind my podcast. It only puts me farther behind. Fuck you for mentioning it.
What episodes are you talking about?
Oh, the Highlands.
I guess I could listen to that on my my journey. Give it a try, see if I like it. Maybe even listen to the Malcolm ones.
Let me know how those are. I don't need more podcasts.
What if I just let you know that they're shitty?
Nah, I don't want to hear nothing.
And not to bother.
All right, you just let me know that. But don't be like, oh, there's one funny part.
Well, I'll clip it out and send it to you, just the funny part.
You're a true friend, Tim.
All right. I think that was Tancast for this week.
I think it was.
Nailed it.
That was it.
Nailed it shut.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go back to being just a little sad about Gary and a little nostalgic about high school.
I'm going to make breakfast, but I'll be sad while I do it.
All right. You do that.
He'll cry a little bit.
Everyone be sad with me.
Boo hoo hoo.
Tancast, we end with sadness.
That's okay, because the middle's all
beautiful. Tim's career in general.
Oh. At every sexual encounter Andy's ever had.
Even the one that ultimately produced his son.
Sad.
Yep. Boy, I was just walking away going, God damn it.
Where's my dildo?
Get out of the way, I know what I'm doing.
Grab my ears.
Alrighty, I'm gonna stop recording now.
Alright, so we do. Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at Tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. You know, you can rent out the Smod Castle and do your podcast from there.
How much is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying. We might want to do it.
Let's do it. You know what's sad? I bet even our wives would show up. Like, fuck that. But you get it for free. Never mind. And there you go.
God damn you, Noah.
What'd I do?
That was me.
Well, that was the one who said Tetris first, and as soon as he did.
Why you gotta blame the black guy for everything?
Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it, Tim.
I sent you guys a link.
Why you gotta blame the black guy for everything?
I sent you guys a link for Ass and Titties Tetris mashup, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure I did. It's amusing.